success in the area of health and fitness escapes so many people. And in some respects, it's a mystery to many of why this happens. But I want to reveal to you another reason why health and fitness failure seems to be rampant. You haven't given yourself permission to succeed. You may be saying to yourself, what do you mean? What I mean is, you haven't given yourself the okay to go full force after your health and fitness goals. For example, you may have a spouse, and in your mind, you know that your spouse likes to eat with you. You know that you make the food in your home for your spouse and your children. You feel guilty to spend too much time on yourself. You feel guilty to spend money on yourself that's separate from the money invested in the food for your husband, let's say, and your children. And so you sabotage yourself subconsciously. You don't really go all out when it comes to your nutritional plan. Let's say you hired a professional to help you with your nutrition, and you never really go all out, and you still eat the same food that your spouse and children are eating because you never gave yourself the okay to go all out. You still have your foot over here, one foot on this side where it's always been, and the other foot on attaining your fitness goals. And if you have a foot on both sides, you'll never reach your target. So you have to give yourself permission. Permission to go full force after your health and fitness goals. There can be no half-stepping. If you really want transformation, you're going to have to go all out. You're going to have to give yourself permission to do it. What does that look like? Giving yourself permission. Well, let me give another example. Let's say you have a spouse. Your spouse is not choosing to go after any health and fitness goals, but you are. You need to go and talk to your spouse and let your spouse know what you're going to be doing. Talk to your children about it. Have a family conference, a family meeting, and discuss the direction you're going to be going. Get them on board so they can give you support. Get their okay. Get their okay. Get their support. You all live in the same house. You all are intertwined. So get their okay with you. Work things out where everybody is on board in your household. Because understand, they have the power to help you get your goal, or they could be part of the reason why you don't. So getting them on board will be fantastic. So once you get them on board and you discuss everything with them, you've now jumped a high hurdle to giving yourself permission to reach your health and fitness goals. That's one example of giving yourself permission. There may be other areas that are holding you back subconsciously. You need to explore what those areas are, and you need to release yourself from them, and you need to fully engage with the process of going after those health and fitness goals. You have to be fully engaged. It can't be a half-hearted effort. It can't be. It just can't. Okay? There are holidays coming up. You have to give yourself permission. Let's just say you're starting your new health and fitness plan around a holiday. You have to give yourself permission to not participate in the maybe the food aspect of things if it doesn't correspond to your strategic nutrition. You have to make that decision. You have to be willing to accept any repercussions that may come to you. Any bad feelings that may come from others, family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever it may be, you have to be willing to endure the bad feelings that could possibly come to you. This is a part of giving yourself permission to get on that health and fitness plan. Okay, give yourself permission, 100% permission. Speak it out loud, talk to yourself, tell yourself, spend some time with yourself discussing this matter. Just you with yourself at this point. And you talk to yourself and you tell yourself what you want to do. Talk to yourself with authority and tell yourself what you want to do and let yourself know that it's okay to go all out. It's okay to follow that new nutritional plan. It's okay to follow that new exercise plan. Everything that relates to those two things to help you reach those health and fitness goals. It's okay for you to do whatever's necessary to get there on your plan. You're doing this for you. You're showing love to yourself. And you talk to yourself and you tell yourself that this is showing love to you. And you deserve to show love to yourself. You're no good to anyone. If you're not loving yourself and investing in yourself, there's only so much you'll be able to do for others. There's only so much you'll be able to do for your family, your friends, and those you come in contact with. You must love yourself. Giving yourself permission. Once you give yourself permission, you say, it's okay, I give you permission to go all out. And once you tell yourself that, when thoughts begin to come in your mind after you make that declaration, you must remember this time you had with yourself. It would be wise for you to record the time that you spent to yourself. If it's possible to record, to video record yourself, that would be great. And when thoughts come to get you off track, I want you to go back to that video recording. I want you to watch it. I want you to see yourself giving yourself permission to do this fitness program, no matter the repercussions. Tell yourself that I am willing to accept the repercussions that may come from going all out with this health and fitness program. There may be some that don't want me on this health and fitness program because they're not on it. And you have to be willing to accept that they won't like what you're doing. Some people. But you have to do this for you. You have to do this for you. It's so important. Many of you have sabotaged yourself because you have not given yourself permission to move forward. You're holding yourself back in your unconscious mind. But release yourself by giving yourself permission today.